Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And by the way, Seltzer, that game that was just referenced might find its way inside a bathtub time machine of Eagles
and Falcons.
Oh, Falcons.
He did it again.
I did it again.
It's unbelievable.
Holy cow, man. You're
it's
crossing it.
He was
so
with the
weird.
Vikings for so many years. All right, it is what it is. Eagles versus Kirk Cousins tonight for the 12th time. We go inside the Eagles. Against Kirk Cousins' bathtub time machine. Bad job by me. All right, so incredibly, this is the 12th time they face him. And I hate to say it, John, but Kirk Cousins leads the battle.
Six, this is crazy.
Six wins for Kirk Cousins, five. Yeah. For the Eagles. And there have been some bad ones. There have been some stinkers. Let's go inside the bathtub time machine looking at some of the bads. Because Kirk Cousins has gotten them a bunch, including twice in 2015. This was the Houston we have a problem year with Chip Kelly. Week four, Cousins on fire. 31-46, 290 in a TD. And Chip, and you could just tell the whole thing was falling apart. As Chip's defense, remember that, Chip? Something called defense? Was on the field for 41 minutes.
Billy Davis!
41 minutes and 8 seconds. And I remember thinking, how is Fletcher Cox going to finish the season? Played like 70 snaps that game. It was a disgrace. All right? And obviously, the end. Hey, here's the one good thing about Kirk Cousins. He ended Chip Kelly's time in Philadelphia. Because in December of that year, he beat the Eagles again. 31 of 46. 365. Okay? Four touchdowns. What did Jeffrey Lurie do, Seltzer?
Before the last game.
He canned him.
Pat Shurmur, 1-0 as Eagles
yeah,
coach.
Yeah, that was a Saturday game, and Chip was canned on the Tuesday. Thank you, Kirk Cousins.
On my birthday.
We actually appreciate that. You know, Kirk Cousins also got the Eagles when he was in Minnesota. How about in 2018? You know, this season was not going as expected, and we could tell when the Eagles lost an October game that year, 23-21, as Cousins again, 30 of 37, 301. That dropped the Birds that year to 2-3. He had some big, DeFilippo.
Very happy.
Flip was the OC that game. How about in 2019 when he crushed the Eagles 38-20 with 22 of 29, John, 333, and another Man. Four touchdowns.
Precision.
But why, Seltzer,
Kirk
why do we.
Getting rid of the ball in like less than a second every time.
Seltzer, why do we talk bad when there's so much good? There's so much great. When the Eagles fake Kirk Cousins. Come on now. How about in 2014, I just referenced it, Nick Foles coming back from that cheap shot by Chris Baker and leading the Birds to victory. Of course, we mentioned that in particular tonight, today, because the Eagles honor him tonight. How about in 2017? You know, it just felt different, and we knew it week one. The Eagles looked fast, they looked powerful, Carson looked great, and Fletcher Cox, he ended the game.
Back again goes Cousins. He's hit. The football comes loose. It's picked up by Cox, and he is into the end zone. Now, is it a fumble, or was his arm going forward? The signal is touchdown, Eagles.
That sealed it up. His Eagles won that game by two touchdowns that day. How about later that season? Carson Wentz at his best. It was a nighttime game. It was a disaster because Jason Peters was out, lost for the year. Jordan Hicks was lost for the year. But Carson's like, nah, I got this.
Here comes the rush. Wentz, they've got him. They've got him. He escapes. He's across the 30, the 35, the 40. He's got a first down out at the 44-yard line. How'd he do it? How'd he do it?
I thought you said they got him.
They did.
It was a miracle.
He disappeared.
A miracle play by Carson that day, obviously in his best season ever. Let's fast forward to just 2 years ago. Similar circumstances to now. A 1-0 Birds team, week two, Monday Night Football, the Eagles against Kirk Cousins. Who dominated that game? Darius Slay.
Blitz. Cousins to the end zone and intercepted. What a night for Darius Slay.
Look, the bottom line is the Eagles have faced them a lot. 12th time in their history. the rivalry, if you want to call it a rivalry, renewed. The Eagles, the Falcons, the Birds against Kirk Cousins tonight, right here on 94 WIP. And that, ladies and gentlemen, a trip inside the bathtub time machine for this rare Monday morning game day show. All right, great to have John DeFilippo in studio here today. And let me tell you, of course, we did No Time's Yours today, but when we do it, it is always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Well, John, we appreciate you sitting in for an hour and a half today, man. It's been fun.
Oh, flew by. This has been awesome.
I mean, this is the kind of thing, John, I think, you know, Richie, we could do a lot more longer form here, okay?
Just fantastic talking to you, John. Yeah,
appreciate it, guys.
So, John, really congrats on your career.
Thank you.
And, of course, on behalf of all Eagles fans, the role you had in 2017, we appreciate what you did, man. You literally got the best out of Carson and the best out of Nick.
I appreciate that.
And that's something,
kind.
Man.
And to win a Super Bowl in your hometown. Pretty neat.
I see you sporting that ring. Wearing the Super Bowl ring today.
That's... Had to bust it out.
All right, everyone. Have
boss move right there.
It is.
Earned.
Have a wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll be all over talking about it tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, they are up next. Go Birds!